Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Should have pooped.
Oh, I did.
Okay, I'm hanging. I gotta turn the headphones up a little bit.
We're good. Half of us have pooped.
Yeah, I haven't pooped yet. Okay.
Two-thirds.
Yeah. Two-thirds.
Like a squirt. It's actually could be a squirt, too. All right. Everybody ready? Okay, mics are on. Let's go.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Never miss a minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I listened to Louis Black interview we did yesterday with on the appetizer. And when we talked to Lou, he's just like a bud. And I forget it's an interview half the time or just a hangout. And then when I listen to it, I think, hey, that's pretty good, you know. Because when you're talking to somebody, it's like, do people really want to hear you talking to your friends?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know, if it's just you two and anyway, if you're talking to anybody right now, if it's you two sitting around, you and your friends sitting around talking, you don't think anybody wants to hear what you're saying. Now, They might not want to hear what we're saying, but they want to hear what Louis Black said.
That's the case, but your friend isn't Louis Black.
Exactly. I know. But I'm always surprised how those things turn out. I shouldn't be, because they just seem like conversations. Then when I listen to it, they go, oh, that's pretty good. So, yeah, join Louis in Salina and in Des Moines coming up in the new year on the tour. T.J. Miller's also on tour. He will be in the studio Friday, but we get a surprise call from him today coming, right?
Yeah. Apparently, there's a couple of tickets left. Handful of tickets left for be tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. There's only like less than 50, I think I was told.
Yeah.
And then that's it. The weekend sold out.
Right, but TJ will be kind enough to still stop in here Friday morning because he likes hanging out with us.
Today is December 1st. It is the beginning of meteorological winter.
Oh, it is, yeah.
And we're 20 more days till days start getting longer.
You know, I was thinking about you. Every time you've drilled that in my head so long now because I was walking outside in Pennsylvania, walking outside here the other night. It was like, leaving the Target with my wife. It was like 4. It was like, I want to go to bed. I feel like I want to go to bed. It was like 4. I'm thinking it's dark. And so how many more days till it gets lighter?
21st, I think, December 21st. And let me give you some more good news.
Get rid of that damn daylight.
The only reason the days get shorter now is because sunrise is later. Sunset is about as late as it's going to get in most of this hemisphere right now, at least most of this latitude. So this is as late as the sun will set. The sun rises earlier, hence the days are shorter. We don't notice the sun rising earlier because we're in a bunker.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't realize that.
So what I'm saying is this is as dark as it's going to get, as early as it's going to get.
Yeah, but I don't care about being...
This is as bad as it gets in the wintertime.
For the night, for the evening, you mean?
Yeah, for the evening.
Okay, got it.
Sunset.
Okay, you're scaring me there. I thought it was the other way around.
No.
Okay, got it.
No, it's in fact
the other
way. All right,
so meteorological winter. All right, good.
It's the beginning.
Let's get it over with.
And it's almost the end. It's almost the start of the next year of No Lord.
2022, holy hell.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to show up then either.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
John Waters has got a tour going out. He's a nut job. I mean, in the finest way, by the way. Such a good, brilliant man. John Waters Christmas is Sunday at the Slowdown in Omaha.
And apparently, of course, he likes the Christmas.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book. I think about 8 or 9 years ago, called Carsick, where he hitchhiked from Baltimore to San Francisco.
He's a Baltimore guy, yeah.
And one of the chapters in that book was something about Christmas, how much he loves Christmas. And they approached him and said, hey, why don't you expand on that chapter of the book? So, the John Waters Christmas.
He hitchhiked.
Yes.
I wonder how people recognized who he was.
And I wonder where he went, because you can't hitchhike on the interstate.
No, you can't. You can't. I don't know how you do that either. You must have hitchhiked back roads. I'm not even sure hitchhiking is illegal, you know?
Totally had
anymore.
To take back roads. Well, yeah, I'll bet you it's illegal in a lot of places.
Yeah, I mean, I did it in the 70s, but that's been a long time ago.
Was that the book we talked to him about? Because I know we had him on 8, 10 years ago.
That might have been it.
And I don't know why this sticks with me, but I remember, Tyler, you asking him if the book was a good one, if it was a good a bathroom read.
Oh, yeah.
And he was horrified anyone would take a book into the bathroom.
Yeah, because we were saying, you're right, and I remember saying something like, well, sometimes I'm in there longer, and he goes, you got to get in or get out because you start to crown. I remember that line, yeah. And he's right, because if you push too hard, you get roids and stuff. And,
I don't know why that memory stuck
it
with
did.
Me.
He was horrified by that.
He
likes to poop and get out. And I would love to, too, but sometimes you can't.
It takes how long it takes.
Right.
That dude is really into books. Yeah. So I read something from John Waters that said, if you're looking to date someone and you look around the place and they don't have any books, run.
No.
That's his prerequisite. Yeah, but or one
only,
of them.
What if they only have a shelf full of ones they got for free from work and they've never read?
Yeah. Run.
Because that's what I got.
I would run.
Yeah, well, people are busy. I don't blame people for not reading a lot of books
now. You don't need to read books. Just have some.
Oh, have some. Okay.
Yeah, just have some.
Have some books. All right.
Sitting on the shelf.
All right.
Doesn't need me.
Book on the shelf, right?
They're on the shelf. They're displayed there, but I've read a very few of them.
That's all that matters is you have them on display, that you possess them.
Yeah.
That you have some in your possession.
Most of them are rock star and actor biographies.
That's what I got everywhere. Yeah. We got a surprise. We're going to wait for Craig to get in here. We have a surprise. Somebody else sold their kids down the river there and got them to record some stuff for us. And it's right around Christmas time. You know, Christmas is for the kids, you know, and we like to do things for the kids, you know, like when they say stuff like this, you know.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's
know?
A good angle.
We're doing this
for the kids.
Exactly, for Christmas.
For the holiday
nice
season.
Nice beaver.
Nice beaver. I get suck at Jesus
back. For the
back.
Children.
Yeah. I get the kids suck at Jesus back. Here's Craig here, by the way.
Suck at Jesus.
Hey, thank you, Craig. Brandon here did it for us live. That was nice. Yeah, we have a special one coming up. Been asking for it. You might want to figure it out, but we'll wait for Craig to get in here because it's a combo bit. Mr. Nick Allen will be here also. We got T.J. Miller, John Waters. What day is it?
The first
hump day
of December on a Wednesday.
Have you guys noticed?
It's a Wednesday.
I mean, do you feel like eventually those pigeons are going to attack somebody? They're loud. Now, when I come, I'm by myself. You guys, do you pull in the same time Craig does?
No, he's here 10, 15.
So everybody kind of walks in by themselves with nobody else?
Yeah.
Well, I close the door, and we have a new building. We're parked in a big four-story garage over there. And there are pigeons in there, and they just kind of go, ooh.
I kid you not.
And they're all over the place in there, man. It's Hitchcock's The Birds. They're going to be pecking our eyes out running into the hallway eventually.
I was leaving one day here last week, I think. Right. And there was a pigeon, and it made me stop because this thing was so big.
Yeah.
From afar and kind of in the shadows, I went, is that a hawk sitting over there? What the hell? And so I stopped.
Well, that would freak me out. The hawk showed up.
I walked a little closer, and I'm getting my phone out to take a. Oh no, it's just a gigantic
pigeon. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, things are massive.
We were touring the building before we moved in, we were warned of the pigeons.
Oh, I think I've seen that girl in the hallway. Right. She's cool. Yeah,
I haven't had an encounter yet. I haven't really seen that many. Once in a while.
I went there one day, and there were like four of them sitting on the roof of this vehicle, not any of ours,
yeah.
just pooping everywhere. Just like, you know,
yeah,
we're just assing on you, brother.
I think it was the Dave, the one I shot. Is that Dave an asshole?
Dave's the asshole.
I thought Dave was the nice one, and everybody else was the asshole.
Okay. Not sure.
I thought Dave was the good one.
I haven't had, and I hope I don't have much interaction. I got no use for pigeons.
You know what? they're haunting out there. Like,
I say hi to them on my way out. I don't see them usually early in the morning, but I'm leaving.
They're out there, man. Well, yeah. They're just kind of starting to wake
guys.
Up. Yeah, starting to wake up when I get here.
They must start waking up
I'm
by the time
you
get here.
I'm going to kill you as I hear that. I'm going to kill you. Ooh.
And I'll probably encounter more often when the days start getting longer. And that'll be soon.
I'm telling you, I get closer to the door, not only because of the pigeons, because I'm afraid some bum's going to be hanging out there and wanting to stab you. But I get close to the door. Like, we all walk up to our stairs in the basement, and you think something's going to chase you. I get that feeling right when I get to the door every day here. How lame is that? Pretty lame, I know.
When the scary stuff is actually on this side of the door.
Exactly, exactly.
Me and Craig and Todd.
Yeah, that's all coming up. Come on back, TJ Miller, John Waters, Wednesday. We're live till Christmas. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.